שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל
החסידות. Hello, we're reading in the writings of Baal Sulam, the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 20. You can send questions to our websites and also here on the Aravut system. Also find the study material in our websites and in the Aravut system when you click the study material button in the top menu.
Yeah, in order for all of us to have more or less the same view, same understanding, same approach to what we're learning, we need to go through this introduction and several others so that we have this as an auxiliary material for general unity into one group, because the more we learn the same material, it helps us get closer, become more connected together, to bring our thoughts closer. So it will influence our inner qualities, our desires. And in this way, eventually, it helps us build one spiritual vessel. That's why it's worthwhile for us to continue with the intro to the Zohar. That's where we stopped, and now we're continuing from item 20.
After all that we've said, we come to the resolution of our first inquiry. What is our essence? As our essence is as the essence of all the details in reality, which is no more and no less than the will to receive. But it is not as it is now, in the second state, which is the will to receive only for oneself. But as it stands in the first state in Ein Sof, in its eternal form, which is reception in order to bestow contentment upon his maker. And although we have not yet reached the third state in actual fact, and we still need time, it does not blemish our essence whatsoever, since our third state is necessitated from the first. Thus, all that it is bound to be collected is deemed collected, and the need for time is regarded a deficiency only where there is doubt whether one will complete what needs to be completed in time. But since we have no doubt about it, it is as though we have already reached the third state. And that body, too, given to us in its present corrupt form, does not blemish our essence, since it and all its possessions are to be completely eradicated along with the whole system of Tum'ah, impurity, which is their source, and all that is bound to be burned is deemed burned, regarded as though it never existed. But the soul that is dressed in that body, whose essence is also purely a desire, but a desire to bestow, which extends to us from the system of the four worlds of Abiya of Kedusha, it exists forever. This is because this form of a desire to bestow is an equivalence of form with the life of lives, and is not in any way exchangeable. This matter will be completed below.
Again, Moshe.
Again, 20.
And then questions.
After all that we have said, we come to the resolution of our first inquiry. What is our essence? Since our essence is as the essence of all the details in reality, which is no more and no less than the will to receive. But it is not as it is now in the second state, which is the will to receive only for oneself. but as it stands in the first state in Ein Sof, in its eternal form, which is reception in order to bestow contentment upon his maker. And although we have not yet reached the third state in actual fact, and we still need time, it does not blemish our essence whatsoever. Since our third state is necessitated from the first. Thus, all that is bound to be collected is deemed collected, and the need for time is regarded as a deficiency. Only where there is doubt whether one will complete what needs to be completed in time. But since we have no doubt about it, it is as though we have already reached the third state. And that body too, given to us in its present corrupt form, does not blemish our essence, since it and all its possessions are to be completely eradicated along with the whole system of Tumah, impurity, which is their source. And all that is bound to be burned is deemed burned, regarded as though it never existed. But the soul that is dressed in that body, whose essence is also purely a desire, but a desire to bestow, which extends to us from the system of the four worlds of Abia, of Kedusha, of holiness, it exists forever. This is because this form of a desire to bestow is an equivalence of form with the life of lives, and is not in any way exchangeable. This matter will be completed below, from item 32 onward.
Everything is so clear that I see no questions. Yeah?
Ah, yes.
Oh, there are. Two.
Lo, Kiev lo.
No, none from Kiev. Tel Aviv, three. Let's begin with this.
Good morning, I hope it's related to the excerpt. The source of the corruptions we feel is from the system of holiness and impurity, or what's the connection between the shattering of Adam Marishon and the system of holiness and impurity?
Through the breaking, the system of Tumah, impurity, was formed. And opposite that, you can say that there exists a system of Kedusha, holiness, because you don't have one without the other. Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav, friends. So, even before the third state, if I have no doubt that I'll reach it, in a state of absolutely no doubt, do I come to it automatically?
How can we reach anything if our whole existence is only to know, to recognize and reveal with our strength, so we will have no shame to reach equivalence of form?
Maybe I understand. It says if you get rid of the doubt.
When he says that it opens up to us, that it is certain that we will reach the third state, it's because the Creator has enough tools, instruments to awaken us and bring us to the end of correction. So it's certain we will get there. The question is, in what way? How?
So getting rid of the doubt is only the first state, it's right and roll, then the Creator does the rest?
No. What the first move?
I can rise another degree, I can do it, but if I get rid of this doubt, though I didn't do it yet, I have no doubt I can do it.
I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying. We need to do everything we can to connect, to get closer between us and come to a corrected state. And where we can't, we need to turn to the Creator to help us. And then, in this way, we will be partners. And we will rise to the degree of correction.
I got it. Thank you, Rav.
PT 19.
Morning, friends. He says we didn't yet reach the third state, and yet we lack time everywhere, and doesn't heard anything since our third state is obligated by the first state, necessitated. So, what does it say to us that we are in the third state, seemingly, and we haven't reached it?
We haven't reached the third state. We don't even recognize that we are in the first state. You don't recognize that you are in a corrupted state, because all those states are interdependent. And to the extent that you approach correction, you discover how corrupted you are.
Why does he say that it's necessitated by the first state? What is it?
The end of the act is in the preliminary thought. We already learned it. That the third state actually stands as an example. And the Creator wants to realize this example on us. And therefore, seemingly because he didn't have a choice, he keeps that third state, the perfect state, and then we develop from the broken state, the first state, until we come to the third state. Yesterday, we talked about 1, 2, 3, those three states and how we need to go through them.
Yeah, and it says something I understand. It says, but it does not blemish our essence.
Yes, because it is certain that we are in the perfect state. But what are we lacking in the perfect state is to know the whole process and discover our yearning for the corrected state, for adhesion. But basically, we're already there.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Rav, what does it mean, a soul clothed in the body?
A desire to bestow, clothed in the will to receive. This is called a soul that is dressed in the body. The body is the will to receive, the soul is the desire to bestow.
How can they coexist? It seems they are like from different worlds.
Correct, very well said, but that can be because the will to receive transcends itself, puts a restriction on itself, and wants to work above itself, in the opposite way to itself. And then it works in order to bestow. It gets such a force from above that helps it work in order to bestow. And therefore, according to its intention to bestow, that the will to receive receives, by this, it becomes, it resembles the quality of bestowal of the upper one, of the upper light. And that's why they can be together.
Can you say that the soul that's clothed in the body is the transition from the second to the third state?
Yes, yes.
Так, третье состояние – это в полной мере когда душа облачается в тело, то есть.
So the third state is complete when the soul clothed in the body 100%.
No, if we're saying that the will to receive dresses completely in the will to receive, this is already final correction, the end of correction. But we perform these corrections, or more accurately, the upper force does it through our requests. Throughout the second stage of corrections, throughout the 6,000 years, when we discover how much we're not in this, we ask, and we do achieve it.
Так, а вот это свойство, ну, желание отдавать, оно именно приходит свыше, как что-то внешнее?
This quality to bestow, the desire to bestow comes from above as something external, or is the will to receive simply changes into that?
The desire to bestow is the creator. The desire to bestow that can be in us is our will to receive, which works as if it wants to bestow. It transcends itself and works in this way. It's not that we have a desire to bestow. We never receive or feel what the desire to bestow is. It is a power from above that dresses in the will to receive, and we remain in the same material of the will to receive, but it operates in the opposite manner to itself, through that influence of the upper light on it. And if the influence of the upper light on it stops, it falls once more into the desire in order to receive. Okay. Africa.
Good morning, Rav. It says in the excerpt that there is doubt whether one will complete what needs to be completed in time. Do we have the time to reach the third state?
We must hurry on our part. And then by this we can accelerate time and come to the corrected state even much sooner than was determined in the program of creation, in the plan of creation. Everything depends on us. If we do it in time, or even ahead of time, this is called hastening it. If we don't do it in time, then we suffer blows, pressures, suffering, problems, all kinds of pandemics, shatterings, and that promotes us, moves us forward. But we nevertheless are advancing toward correction. PT 25.
I'm bothered here, but in the second paragraph he says there's no time. He says that even though we have not yet reached the third state in actual fact, we still need time. And the last sentence says, and one that does not have time is considered a deficiency. Why is it?
It's when we feel that we are still behind. The feeling of being behind, being late, the feeling of corruption is a feeling that accompanies us throughout the time of being in an incomplete state. That's the feeling of lacking time or not making time. PT 35.
Morning, Rav, World Kli. Question from the 10. What does it mean that one that is about to be burned is considered burned and is considered as if it never existed?
That will to receive, in order to receive, doesn't exist. It exists only in order to give us the feeling of our oppositeness from the Creator. But basically, in itself, it doesn't exist. There is no reality of klipot, shells, of the intention to receive. There is nothing that is against or opposite from the Creator. But in order for the created beings to exist and attain the Creator, they have to, because they are created beings, feel something opposite from the Creator. Because their feeling is built through two opposites, and between the two, they feel themselves as existing, attaining, understanding, more or less, etc. So in order to give the created beings existence, the evil inclination was created, the system of the shells, the worlds, degrees, so that within that general system of holiness and the shells and the various forces, so the will to receive will exist in it, be improved and corrected in it, and will come to a state where it is completely, absolutely similar to the Creator. Besides deciding, deciding that we want to be like the Creator, identical to Him, adhere to Him, besides this, we need nothing. So, after we decide this about all the conditions that the Creator reveals to us, that system becomes completely needless, and then it disappears. It exists only in our awareness until we come to the final resolution that in order to bestow adhesion with the Creator is the only thing that can exist.
Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asira Olamit.
Morning, Rav, World 10. I understand the Baal Salam's explanation. What I don't understand is the role of the protein body. From the point of view of the soul, the will to receive, the clothed in the soul, the clothed in the will to receive, it's clear. But what's the role of the protein body? It seems redundant.
I don't know. For now, he hasn't written about it. Does it really exist? Or maybe we're only imagining it? We'll sort it out. I am deliberately not going to insert words and definitions here, so as to give you a possibility to walk around with thoughts and to discuss and think individually and together. I think there is room for this here. You see, he too doesn't really expound and explain. Okay?
Moshe.
Yes, thank you.
Moshe.
Item 21. Do not be led astray by the philosophers who say that the very essence of the soul is an intellectual substance and that it only exists through the concepts it learns, that it grows through them and that they are its very essence. And the question of the remaining of the soul after the departure of the body depends entirely on the extent of concepts it has acquired. Until in the absence of the concepts, there remains nothing to continue.
In other words, to the extent that a person throughout his life gets knowledge, information, insights, distinctions, awareness, views, the smarter he becomes. Philosophers think that this is his possession. And with this he passes away.
This is not the view of Torah. is also unacceptable, and anyone who ever tried to acquire knowledge knows and feels that the mind is a possession and not the actual possessor.
In other words, this is what we acquire as an intellectual luggage, so to speak, throughout life. It doesn't remain eternally because there's nothing in it that changes our essence. And?
But as we have said, the whole substance of creation, both the substance of the spiritual objects and the substance of the corporeal objects, is no more and no less than a desire to receive.
And that's all it is, the will to receive. And that desire is very, very far from the common sense, this special intellect that the philosophers imagine.
And although we said that the soul is entirely a desire to bestow, it is only through corrections of reflected light that it receives from the upper worlds from which it comes to us.
In other words, the will to receive that we're talking about, and even the desire to bestow that we're talking about, that we seemingly acquire, it's also not a desire to bestow, but a form of a will to receive that has an intention to bestow clothed on it.
And the meaning of this clothing is thoroughly explained in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Yet the very essence of the soul is also a will to receive. And the only difference we can tell between one object and another is only by its desire. For the desire in any essence creates needs, and the needs create thoughts and concepts so as to obtain those needs, which the will to receive demands. And as human desires differ from one another, so do their needs, thoughts, and ideas. For instance, those whose will to receive is limited to beastly desires, their needs, thoughts, and ideas are dedicated to satisfying that will to receive in its entire beastliness. And although they use the mind and reason as humans do, it is, however, enough for the slave to be as his master, and it is like the beastly mind, since the mind is enslaved and serves the beastly desire. And those whose will to receive is strong mainly in human desires, such as respect and control over others, which are absent in the beast, the majority of their needs, thoughts, and ideas revolve solely around satisfying that desire as much as they can. And those whose will to receive is intensified mainly for acquisition of knowledge, the majority of their needs, thoughts, and ideas are to satisfy that desire as much as they can.
Okay, I don't see any questions. All right, let's continue.
Item 22. These three desires are present in most every person, but mingle in different quantities. Hence the difference from one person to another. And from the corporeal attributes, we can deduce about the spiritual objects according to their spiritual value.
Allah. Go on.
23. That spiritual human souls, although through the clothing of reflected light that they receive from the upper worlds from which they come, have only a desire to bestow contentment upon their Maker. That desire is their essence and the core of the soul. It turns out that once dressed in a human body, it generates needs and desires and ideas to satisfy its desire to bestow to the fullest, meaning to bestow contentment upon its Maker, according to the size of its desire.
In other words, the will to receive operates in us in a way that it demands feelings from us, and the will to bestow that we receive through the influence of the reforming light. These desires still work in such a way that they push us to receive their appropriate feelings in order to bestow or in order to receive. And in this is the whole difference between spirituality and corporeality. And what is the difference? The difference is that the will to receive, when it is bare as it is, when it works as it is, it's a will to receive. And from the perspective of spirituality, it's called klipa, a shell, or tuma, impurity. The will to bestow is the same will to receive, which is clothed in reflected light through the influence of the reforming light, and then it operates like a power of bestowal. But in truth, in itself, it is a force of reception, except through the influence of the upper light, it acquires a desire to bestow, an intention to bestow, and operates in this way. Therefore, the whole difference between the shell and the holiness, spirituality, corporeality, is only in the intention. Hebrew 10.
If everything was designed for me to feel a feeling, a fulfillment, but I don't feel it, then how to take it, how to receive correctly?
You need to perform activities that will bring you to a state where you feel what state you're in. In reception or in bestowal. In reception, you know what it means to receive and to fill yourself, to satisfy yourself. In bestowal is something you still need to learn how to come to it, and then you'll feel what it is, what it means to be in bestowal, what it means to be a giver, and what you're filled with when you bestow. The filling in reception is in the will to receive. The filling in bestowal is when you're filled with what is called the upper light.
And what's the first step a person needs to take in this direction you mentioned?
Only to work in order to bestow through the friends, with the friends, toward the Creator. And if we perform all of our actions as much as we can, then these actions are called skula, which is a virtue or merit or power. And they bring us the power of bestowal. Then to the extent that this power of bestowal is established in us, in this way we begin to feel what is spirituality and what it means to bestow. Okay.
PT 35.
Good
morning, Rav, World Kli. Question from a friend who cannot ask right now. What is the role of the mind.
The mind is like an assistant. It assists us in arranging our vessels, our relationships, but it can't operate spiritually, only in a corporeal way. On the corporeal level, to arrange things for us, organize them. That's it. The intellect is only an assistant, a corporeal assistant. Well, I don't see we have any questions here. Let's continue.
Item 24. The essence of the body is but a desire to receive for itself, and all its manifestations and possessions are fulfillments of that corrupt will to receive, which had initially been created only to be eradicated from the world in order to achieve the complete third state at the end of correction. For this reason, it is mortal, transitory, and contemptible, along with all its possessions, like a fleeting shadow that leaves nothing in its wake.
Pay attention, those who haven't understood. We're not talking about the body, the biological body, like the animate one, like the ones of animals. The body is the will to receive for oneself. This is what we're talking about, and this is what we have to correct. Okay.
And since the essence of the soul is but a desire to bestow, and all its manifestations and possessions are fulfillments of that desire to bestow, which already exists in the eternal first state, as well as in the future third state, it is immortal and irreplaceable. Rather, it and all its possessions are eternal and exist forever. And absence does not affect them whatsoever at the departure of the body. On the contrary, the absence of the form of the corrupted body greatly strengthens it and enables it to rise to the Garden of Eden. Thus we have clearly shown that the persistence of the soul in no way depends upon the concepts it has acquired. As philosophers claim, rather its eternity is in its very essence, meaning its desire to bestow, which is its essence. And the concepts it acquires are its reward and not its essence.
In other words, the will to receive is the will to receive, and it remains, and to the extent that it acquires the intention to bestow, to the extent that it works according to the intention to bestow, our qualities change in it, our feelings change, and it begins to receive, it begins to operate like the desire to bestow, and this is why it begins to know what is bestowal. What is the spiritual world? And who is the creator? It all depends on the intention to bestow that we acquire through our operations. The creator is the will to bestow, the desire to bestow. We can only acquire from him, to receive from him the intention to bestow, to become similar to him in this. PT 13.
Rav Besof Otrav Daled Womer Venyanam. At the end of item 24, he says the concepts it had acquired are its reward and not its essence. Why the concepts, intellectual concepts, are the reward and not bestowal?
Bestowal? No.
Yeah. No, he writes the concepts are the reward,
yes,
not bestowal.
Yes, to the extent that we receive, the powers, the ability, the qualities in order to bestow, they are all as a clothing over our will to receive, which doesn't change. The will to receive remains a will to receive. We remain created beings. But what we acquire over ourselves is called reflected light. And in that clothing, we begin to somehow resemble the Creator. And therefore, in that clothing, we begin to feel what bestowal means, what is the spiritual world, the higher state. That's it, only. We remain desires to receive.
The wide concepts, what does he say, that these are the reward?
Where is it written, what you're asking about?
So at the end of item 24, the last line. It says, in the concepts it acquires.
No, wait. It turns out that the remaining of the soul does not depend at all on the concepts it acquired, as philosophers say. Meaning what we acquire and what they acquire intellectually remains with them forever. When they think that to the extent that a person is smart, by this he acquires his eternity. Rather, its eternity is in its very essence only, meaning in the desire to bestow. And this, the desire to bestow, this is its essence. And the concepts it acquired are its reward, not its essence. Is this what you're asking about?
Yeah. Well, how come the reward is the concept and not the will to bestow?
No, the desire to bestow, that's what the soul acquires, and that becomes its own. And the reward means it's not the intellect we have, it's not information, knowledge that philosophers acquire. It is the information that Kabbalists acquire. That in the will to bestow, which they acquire, in that desire to bestow, they already get spiritual discernments. And this is their possession. They become similar to the Creator.
Thank you.
You're asking, what's the difference between the essence and the information, the concepts?
No, because initially, at the beginning of the paragraph, it says that it's not what the philosophers think is the reward, these concepts.
Yes.
And the end it says, it is the reward, these concepts.
It's completely different concepts. The concepts of philosophers, what they think of it is the amount of knowledge that they stuff into themselves. But they have nothing besides their philosophizing. Whereas the concepts we acquire is what we receive in the reflected light to the extent that we become similar to the Creator. And then we receive in that reflected light the essence of the Creator. Well, you can't say the essence. How should I put it? Views, thoughts of the Creator. And so those are completely different concepts than the ones of philosophers, because we receive them according to the similarity, the equivalence of form with the Creator. Go ahead, ask. Let's find words. I myself haven't talked about this or explained it. Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav. Nello stato Gimel, l'ultimo.
In the third state, the last one. Why the essence of the will to receive doesn't change?
The will to receive doesn't change. It's the only thing we have. Everything else is possessions on top of it that we acquire to the extent that we want to be similar to the Creator. We only have the will to receive, which the Creator created, and the will to receive acquires on it external forms of the desire to bestow, of bestowal. And the will to receive itself doesn't change. It can only be more or less through its 4 degrees. And accordingly, the will to bestow that rides over it, it can be more or less.
Quindi tutto quello che noi cambiamo in nello stato Gimel è.
So everything that we change in the third state is the intention?
Nachon.
Correct. Only the intention.
Ratzon mekabel.
The will to receive can only grow and grow and grow. This is how it grows. And accordingly, we need to put on it more and more of the intention to bestow. But when we work with the will to receive, with the intention to bestow, here we have special kind of work. We have here an attainment, a feeling, a special reality that we ourselves are a desire to receive, opposite from the Creator, and in our clothing to be in order to bestow, we become similar to Him. And that oppositeness that exists in us between our nature, the will to receive, and our intention to bestow, these two forms are what gives us and enable us to attain specifically the Creator. Because we attain Him through His opposite. And we have no way to attain the Creator in any other way, but only through its opposite. We need to think more and be more in this, in our desires and thoughts and intentions, get mixed up in this, make mistakes, forget, and go back to it until our intellect also forces us to work, to be more flexible inside, not to be, you know, like logs, but more flexible to try to perhaps think, understand, organize ourselves, who are only desires to receive. So how can we bestow? How can we rise above ourselves? We need to work with ourselves here. Yes. Spain 2.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, ese concepto de alma al que
good morning, dear Rab.
¿Qué es realmente en nosotros y qué papel cumple?
That concept that philosophers call a soul. What is it and what role does it have in our lives?
Neshama ze soul. Refers to the will to bestow, let's say, or the ability to bestow, the clothes over our will to receive, and formats our will to receive, so that the will to receive also helps in the same direction of bestowal that exists in the soul, and then both work, the will to receive and the intention to bestow, they both work together. And that's already the action of the soul. Ask more, we'll find more words.
In number 23, it says to bestow to the fullest. What does it mean the fullest? What is the fullest?
It's when the essence of our soul is the will to receive. That's what the Creator created. The will to bestow is the Creator Himself. The will to receive is the creature, a created being. The created being acquires over his will to receive an external form of bestowal. In that way, he likens himself to the Creator. So we're talking about through which actions we can take our will to receive and dress it with the form of bestowal called reflected light. That's the entire study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. To the extent that we have reflected light, the form of bestowal, we become similar to the Creator. To such an extent that we could become cleaved to the Creator, and that's our correction.
So that's the fullest, that's what that means then.
That's the meaning.
That's the meaning. Fullest.
Ken.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Киев.
Да, дорогой Раф, а все-таки что это за действие? Вот мы делаем, как каждый товарищ 50.
So, what is the action we do? Say, every friend, what do we do with the reflected light? How do we build the reflected light?
When I try from within my will to receive, to bestow in some way to the other, then I begin to see that I'm incapable of doing it. And this pushes me to pray, to ask for the force of bestowal that I can receive from the Creator. And then, eventually, after work in the group, in prayer, I receive such an opportunity and I begin to come to know the meaning of bestowal above the will to receive.
What is this operation that I can do? I have a 10. I see the friends. Some force comes to me during the lesson that gives me the ability to bestow upon them or the Creator?
Yes, if you wish to work towards one another in this way and from you to the Creator, start to concentrate your intentions. And in this way, you will reach a state where you discover that you have no other choice. You are not capable. And then you will cry out to the Creator to give you such forces to connect you and give you the common strength to bestow. And then you will be as one man in one heart. And you'll have one force of bestowal, and then in this one force of bestowal, according to its level, power, you'll begin to discover the opposite force, which is the Creator. Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, יש דבר כזה שרצון לקבל רוחני?
There's this thing that
a spiritual will to receive means that he wants to bestow. It's a will to receive that's egoistic, that acquired various corrections. What kind of corrections can it acquire? To the extent that the upper light shines on it, it awakens like the upper light to bestow, and then you can see that he wants to bestow. Not that it becomes, it inverts to the will to bestow. Rather, that will to receive under the influence of the upper light wishes to be like the upper light, meaning wishes to present itself as a bestower. That's it. That's called a clothing, a garment. If you finished asking, take down your question. Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. If I acquire regular concepts, I get smarter. If I acquire the concepts of the wisdom of Kabbalah, I become a different creature. Is that correct?
Ken, vaday.
Yes, certainly.
Now, what do I become? How can you describe it?
You have concepts of this world, philosophical concepts, as we call them, and you have concepts, perhaps from the spiritual world, which come from your degree of adhesion in spirituality. But this you can receive only on the condition you have a new vessel, which is a vessel of bestowal. Then you can understand what are acts of bestowal, states of bestowal.
Thank you.
Tel Aviv 4,
you have something else to ask?
Sorry, Rav, it's a problem with the system, it's not us.
Okay.
Ну, аз нахну. Они сейчас не рое клум.
No, I see nothing.
No, we don't see anything. There's a problem, technical problem.
אז нахну. Улай безе не саем.
So maybe we'll end it here.
Maybe we'll conclude. It's maybe too much. For one lesson to keep going over this material. I don't see them, and I can't ask, I can't respond.
Moshe,
let's sing a song.
Yeah, let's hear this melody.
אני חושב שכיתה לנו לעבור ל...
I think we should go to the second part of the lesson.
מה הוא יהיה?
What will it be?
We have either selected excerpts on finding the good in the friend or the study of the ten sefirot.
Let's go to finding good in the friend.